Hello, this is Rich Wilson aboard Great American 3. It's Friday evening, November 21st, and we are about 600 miles north of the equator. I'm on the approach to the doldrums, relining ourselves up with perhaps a different entry point. Most of the fleet, a bunch of the boats have gotten through, and a bunch of the boats are in the doldrums at the moment. And it looks as though from some of the charts that perhaps there's a way through a little further to the east where Artemis and Akia are further out to the east. So we'll see how that works for them. We had the Big Jenniker up today, light air sail, and in between sail, heavier duty sail. It's not quite as big as the big sail, but might work better for the sort of ups and downs of wind velocity that you get in the doldrums. And we're seeing that right now as we approach. It's actually pretty clear out. A few very small clouds here and there, and every time we pass under a cloud, we get a couple of knots extra breeze. It's pretty interesting. A lot of stars out, and in our wake, we can see the constellation Cassiopeia, which is like a W, and part of it points at the North Star, which is pretty low on the horizon now, and will be disappearing from our view when we get across the equator. But in the other direction up front, we'll have the Southern Cross, which is a somewhat similar version to the North Star in the Northern Hemisphere, although there isn't a specific star that marks that pole. That's a great vision in the sky to search for and to sail for. We do have on board in our ship's library the Star Book by H.A. Ray. I always recommend it. It's been on every boat we've had for every voyage we've done in the last 20 years. H.A. Ray was the author of the Curious George series, and interesting that he got so interested in stars as well. Spectacular book. It's a must. So we'll dig that one out, and we'll start to look for the constellations of the Southern Hemisphere to identify them as we have in the past, and so that's always fun to do. The boat's been going pretty well today. Made a few further adjustments to the autopilot, which has made a bit of an improvement, and getting to feel better about that situation, I think. Understanding the pilots a little bit better and making lots of little adjustments to the parameters that are available to be changed within the computer software there. So it's pretty complicated stuff, but it'll certainly pay off. And I think that we certainly gained a bunch around the Canary Islands when got the pilots working better, and if we could do it for the Southern Ocean too, that'll really be helpful. So we're sort of charging along right now with we got about 11, 12 knots of wind. We're making about 10 knots or so, and had the daggerboard down for a while today, which was the first, and then back up now with the keel center line. We did get through the situation with the keel pin yesterday, not the center line pin, but on the port side. There's a big, huge stainless steel tube that holds the shivs for the block and tackle system that pulls the keel one side or the other. We've got one of these tubes on each side, and the one on the port side had rotated a little bit and moved, and we've never seen that happen, and that could be difficult. So anyway, we were able to get that back oriented properly and in its fore and aft position, working on a solution to make sure it doesn't twist out of place again. But we think that will be okay for a little bit of time. There was a bit of concern that thought we were going to need sledgehammers and so forth to be able to realign it, but that was not the case, fortunately, since we don't have a sledgehammer on the boat. We have a very small sledgehammer, but not a real sledgehammer. So anyway, moving along, the barograph's pretty even. The satellite pictures actually this morning of this area, where a day or so ago had shown a pretty consistent band of clouds across the ocean around the doldrums, and suddenly cleared right up. And so we'll see exactly what that means. Maybe that's why Unai Pasarko thinks he can get through out to the east as maybe things have stabilized themselves in some unusual way. But anyway, we'll see what makes a boat race, and good for Roo and I to take the chance out there. I'm sure he's looked at every weather map he can get his computer on, and so it's not a risk taken lightly, but maybe it'll pay off, and that'll be great. Okay, that's it for now. We'll check in with you again tomorrow. Great American 3, off and clear.